It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of Visalia.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good ending for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today has taken a lot of preparation, a lot of timing.
Preparation H?
Oh, God. It is.
On your part, yes, I know.
On your part, yeah. Chat GPT versus Chad.
Yes.
In parentheses, GPT.
So at this time, I'm going to pass the microphone over to Chad. Ah! Chad.
Chad with
Chad.
A D. So the first couple questions we have most likely can be scored based on your real answers and compared to actual real answers. The other ones are personal questions. So up first, please give us a brief summary of a recent current event.
Recently, on American Airlines flight, pilot had to land a plane because somebody diarrheaed all over the place.
Okay. I don't know how we'll score that one. But yes. Can you define irony?
When the person...
Randy's sighing.
The irony of Randy let me into this building.
Yes, that is ironic.
Into the studio to be part of your podcast. That's the irony right there.
Not a definition. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay. 0 out of 10.
Wait, what?
Give us a random radio fact.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Oh, come on. How long have you been in this industry?
Random radio fact. All calls are recorded.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Let's see what ChatGPT says. The longest running radio show in history is the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It first aired in 1925. ChatGPT wins.
Hold on. Let me wake up from that boring story.
Give us the history of cheesecake or what you know about it.
Oh, it's made at a factory and it's a restaurant.
And it's and you can
absolutely
see
them, they
have great
amazing.
Bread.
Oh my goodness, this thing is perfection. I mean, sometimes I add strawberry onto it, but definitely whipped cream.
All right. ChatGPT says cheesecake originated in Greece. Wow, it is giving me a. We're at 6-point timeline, 7-point timeline. Wow. Complete with an introduction and a summary. But cheesecake originated in Greece. I think you'll like this next question.
Okay, I'm ready.
How much does a hot dog and a drink cost at Costco?
$1.50.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
Don't even ask. I know the answer.
ChatGPT says, updated in September 21, 2021, $1.50. Tie. Chad, can you come up with a metaphor? Ooh, silence.
Wait, which one's a metaphor?
Do you want me to tell you what ChatGPT said? Silence.
I'm trying to think of a good metaphor. The grass is not always greener on the other side.
Negative. Metaphor. Her laughter was a bubbling brook, meandering through the quiet forest of our conversation. Metaphor.
You don't even have to answer this like it's like a spelling bee.
I'm just saying. That's a metaphor. Second, life is a winding river full of unexpected bends and currents.
Mine was as good as that one. I said grass
I'm
is always...
I'm pretty sure yours was a sim... No. There's like a piece of device. But we'll move on to that.
Yeah.
Can you give us a daily... Can you give us an inspirational quote?
Live life.
Yeah. Like we have any other choice?
To the fullest.
Believe you can, and you're halfway there. That's ChatGPT's answer. What do you think, Randy?
I think ChatGPTX.
What was ChatGPT? What was ChatGPT?
Believe you can, and you're halfway there.
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on. I got one even better.
All right, give us the chat.
Keep on keeping on.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
Chad, please recommend a hobby for me to try.
Bowling.
Oh, interesting. Okay. ChatGPT said gardening, photography, cooking, baking, arts and crafts, playing a musical instrument, hiking, reading, meditating.
You said A.
Volunteering.
You said A. Not a whole list.
Hey,
you
I asked the same exact question.
Okay, but
those are the rules.
No, they
it is copy and paste.
No. You asked for A. That means one, okay. Not multiple.
I'm just saying. What is the best board game for families?
Not Monopoly. Chutes and Ladders.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
Monopoly always starts fights.
Candyland.
ChatGPT said Catan, Settlers of Catan, and Uno.
Uno. Uno starts fights, too.
I don't know. Uno's pretty good.
Bet it starts fights.
Chad, can you recommend three of what you think the best drama movies of all time are?
Pure Country.
Okay.
La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Oh, I need a third one. Top Gun Maverick.
Hmm. Okay. ChatGPT said The Godfather, Schindler's List, and Shawshank Redemption.
I mean, you really
can't. Who wins, Randy? Who wins?
ChatGPT.
Those are pretty good movies. Those are pretty good. Chad is standing over there with his mouth hanging
those
open
are
in
lame.
Disbelief. He's so upset.
Try comedies.
Oh, yeah. Should we do that? Chad, can you recommend three of what you think the best comedy movies of all time are?
Hangover. Ted. Hot Tub Time Machine.
Those are good. Okay. ChatGPT said Superbad, Anchorman, and The Grand Budapest Hotel. The
Anchorman
Grand Budapest
would be the only
Hotel
one. No.
Is the best movie of all time.
Not even.
I've seen that
I've
movie
never even
like
heard of
six
it.
Times. It's so good. It's Wes Anderson, first of all.
Who? Knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
Exactly.
Not Chan. Winner.
But Anchorman is pretty
Anchorman
high up on the list.
Anchorman is good. I've never seen Superbad, actually. So those are the comedy. Randy, who wins?
I say Chad on this one. Chad, yeah.
All
right. Nobody knows the last one.
All right, now we're moving on to more of the personal questions.
Bless you.
I know the last one. I'm defending the Grand Budapest Hotel. Chad, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh. To read minds.
Oh my gosh. ChatGPT and Chad had the same answer.
The reason? Because I don't have to guess what people are thinking, and if they're lying, I'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
Like, if they stole my grabber or something from my desk, for example.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, telepathy. Huh. This power would provide great convenience and potential for accomplishing tasks more efficiently. That sounds awfully malicious.
I don't think about... heck with the tasks.
Isn't that weird? They had the same exact answer.
I think it's scary. I think Chad and Chat are starting to think alike.
Yeah.
I'm really
crazy.
Starting to think that. Yeah.
Okay. So, Chad, if you were trapped on a desert island, what three items would you take with you?
Ooh. It could only be three items, but I mean, like, food would have to be on there, but that'd be only one item.
Mm-hmm.
Generator.
Okay.
A TV.
Oh, my God.
And my fire stick.
Okay.
But no gas for the generator.
Oh, wait. I forgot I need a Wi-Fi. Oh, no.
Oh, no. My smart TV has nothing to connect to. ChatGPT said a multi-tool, a water filtration system, and a sat phone.
I don't want to talk to people if I'm on a stranded island.
ChatGPT is surviving that one.
Chat is surviving that one, yeah. I'm with you.
How is it going to survive without food and water? Well, we got
it
water.
It has water. You have food, no water. Let's point that out. If you could have if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
Any historical figure. They have to be alive or dead?
Oh, ChatGPT. Yeah, any historical figure. Any, meaning any, alive or dead.
Martin Luther King.
Interesting. Why? Give us a sentence.
Just the wisdom he had.
Okay. ChatGPT said Alan Turing, mathematician, logician, and computer scientist.
You asked A. Oh, is that his
That's
whole...
That's one person. Oh. Yeah. Alan Turing.
Oh.
ChatGPT said dining with Alan Turing would offer a unique opportunity to learn from one of the greatest minds in the history of science and technology while gaining insight into the historical and personal dimensions of his life.
That's
Isn't
lame.
That sweet?
Mine was a whole lot better.
Aww. Okay, last one. We could get a scary answer here. I have more, but this is like the very bottom of the list. If you could invent any new technology, what would it be and how would it change the world?
Any new technology?
Any.
Flying car.
Isn't that a plane just a flying car?
Flying car. That way, all the horrible drivers and flyers could be up there and I could be down here driving on my own.
I don't mind the driving. How is a plane different from a flying car?
One's in the air. I mean, like...
Come on, tell me.
There's a difference. I mean, when you can have, like,
you have to have a license to drive it. You have to be instructed on how to drive it.
Well, you have to fly a car.
What?
You have to have a license to fly it, not drive it.
You have to have a license to fly a plane, too.
I know. But you said to drive a car.
You have to have a driver's license.
If you're talking about a flying car, you're not driving it. You're flying it.
You have to have a license to fly anything.
You'd have to have a separate license, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how is that different?
I don't know. I just want people driving near me. People crash into you at red lights.
Okay, so you would like to change the world in that you
want to be... I'm the only person driving on the road.
Okay, you want to have the roads to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, ChatGPT said it would invent the sustainable energy converter, theoretical technology that would revolutionize the way we harness and utilize energy. Functionality. The SEC would be a highly efficient device capable of converting various forms of renewable energy, such as sunlight, wind, and kinetic energy, into a universal storable energy source. It would utilize advanced materials and nanotechnology to capture and convert energy with minimal loss.
I think I now know who runs ChatGPT or whatever.
It would be widely versatile and scalable, allowing for small installations for homes as well as large-scale implementations for cities or regions. It would be clean energy, provide energy accessibility to parts of the world that currently don't have it, energy independence, economic growth, environmental preservation, and global cooperation.
If you're just now tuning into this podcast and you're waking up,
ChatGPT just demolished Chad's answer.
No.
About changing the world.
You can't do that. I mean, sorry.
It said, how would it change the world? Yeah. You said, I want people to crash up in the sky so I can have the roads to myself.
That's the thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm just saying. It's a good answer. It answered the question very well.
Yeah. I know who wrote that. It wasn't some ChatGPT thingy.
Yeah, who was it?
I can tell you it's political.
Okay. We have a couple more. No politics. If you
that answer was...
It's renewable energy.
100%
technology.
Yeah, 100% political. Keep going.
I don't understand how that. Anyway, if you could switch lives with anyone for one day, who would it be and why?
You see, I would say like The Rock or, you know, Mark Wahlberg, because A, they're rich, but they work out a lot. I don't want to work out. So, who would be a good one? See, this, I mean, like, oh man. Oprah.
Why?
As far as I know, she doesn't wake up at, you know, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning to work out. She's rich and she can do whatever she wants.
Hey, that's a good way to look at it. ChatGPT picked an odd answer. I think you might like this one, but you definitely win that one. Stephen Hawking.
Oh my God.
But he's dead. I mean, who wants to,
yeah, but
who wants
imagine
to be dead?
Alive.
You want to, you know, lay in a coffin in your wheelchair?
Yeah, it's like, you know, it doesn't just have access to his brain. ChatGPT doesn't understand the question, I don't think. You win that one, because that's a bizarre
darn right
answer.
I win that one.
That is a very bizarre answer. Okay, if you could travel back in time, where would you go and why?
I'd like to be like in the westerns in the 80s.
I would, what? In the westerns in the 80s?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I don't want to be like,
the
you know.
Westerns?
Yeah.
In the 1980s?
Yes.
In the westerns?
Oh, I mean
1800s. I was like, where are we going with this?
I don't know why I said 19.
No.
I
want to be 1800, like
yes.
Tombstone.
Yes, I want to be like on Tombstone or Little House on the Prairie or something like that.
Yeah, do it.
Come here, Laura!
Yeah. What's the, when you call the pigs in? Sweet!
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Ride around in a horse and buggy.
That would be. That's what I would pick. Just, I mean, shooting guns off. Just pew, pew, pew. Target practice wherever.
Robbing
trains. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Life of crime.
You just bathe downtown in public, you know.
I already do that right now.
Not much is changing. No, I think riding horses everywhere would be cool. Small that would towns, be cool. Yeah.
What is that?
ChatGPT says, the Renaissance era in Florence, Italy, specifically during the 15th and 16th centuries. It's talking about the art, the scientific progress, the philosophical debates that were happening, as well as the cultural exchange at the time. Just being fun, I guess, to witness all of that. I agree, but being in the 1800s sounds way more fun.
Right?
Dude.
Or even the 1980s.
And imagine, like, going back and, like, getting in on the gold rush and settling a bunch of land.
I don't know. I mean, that was deadly back then, though.
Well, you...
I mean, people are killing people just to steal their stuff. If you're going to be in
the Western era, Chad, you got to fight for your life.
I'm going to be, like, the bar owner.
No, you got to be the tough... rough and tumble, carrying a shotgun on your back at all times to defend yourself.
No.
I would. I think.
Calm down, Annie.
You win on that one, but. Do you play video games?
It's been a while.
Mm. If you could be a character in a video game, who would you pick?
The guy on Grand Theft Auto.
Which one? Isn't there like a bunch?
Oh, the guy. On the Grand Theft Auto. There's only one guy on Grand Theft Auto.
The guy.
The guy.
The one who steals all the cars and helicopters and shacks up with people in the back seat.
The hookers,
I was trying not to say
steals
the H word.
Cars. Randy will say it. Into the
camera. Hangs with the hookers, yeah. Yep. I'm back to looking at puppies.
That's Kaylee Cuoco. That's not puppies, Randy.
Kaylee Cuoco.
ChatGPT said, an adventurer in an open world game. Not specific. If you ever get back into video games, you would really enjoy Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I love Red Dead Redemption.
I've been playing that forever.
I love the original, though.
I like number two because that's the one
I love the original.
Well,
you have to go through a lot.
I just played the online version.
You have to go through a lot, like when you first start up the game,
mm-hmm.
just to be able to go and do whatever you want.
Yeah, because you need a good horse and you need like, good guns to defend yourself.
In number one,
and stuff like
that. You just start off stealing stuff.
Oh, interesting. You know, they're officially making a third Red Dead Redemption, but...
Of course they are.
2030. Yeah.
Why so, be alive then?
Randy, give us your overall thought on the scoring system that we have used today, and who wins in this ChatGPT versus ChadGPT.
Let's see. I think I give Chad... with a D, kudos for having personality in this game. ChatGPT is a little too serious from what I can tell. Seems like he's way too serious about
this. Way too
serious
and political. Keep going.
Way too serious. I don't know. And I think we should give, what are we judging on, by the way? If we're basing on accuracy, ChatGPT would win. If we're basing on creativity, I would go with Chad. Yep. So it depends on what you're basing everything on.
You're darn right. I beat the robot.
50%.
That robot sucks.
Oh wow! So aggressive towards the AI. This has been episode one of ChatGPT versus ChadGPT. We need to come up with what GPT stands for Chad.
Think I'm tough on a. On AI, think about all the people that are, picketing right now. All the
stop bringing
actors and actresses and writers.
I know. Anyway, join us again next time for ChatGPT versus ChadGPT.